This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Judith Martinez. Medical records 154081, that were 461956 from patient Dr. Catherine. Arevalo, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD. Secondary procedures, biopsies, cause net polypectomy. Date of the procedure, March 3rd, 2023. Indication, cystrocolon polyp, epigastric pain. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the body of the stomach. Number 2, mild gastritis. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Number 4, diverticulosis coli. Next, number 2, colon polyps removed. Pure paragraph, defoam insertion. Second portion of the duodeno for the EGD. Second for the colonoscopy. Complications done immediately. Medication as primordial anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was fair. Pure paragraph. Operative procedures per double temp, pure paragraph findings. Otofarynx appianoma, pure paragraph. Esophagus appianoma, pure paragraph. Stomach. There's mild diffuse erythema and antrum and body biopsy taken at H. pylori period. There's a diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach. Biopsy is taken, pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appianoma, pure biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum. Rula celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. Sigmoid colon, diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, cause net polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Scattered diverticulosis present in the sigmoid, descending colon, pure paragraph, transflexure, appianoma, pure paragraph, transverse colon, hepatic flexure, appianoma, pure paragraph. In the ascending colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, cause net polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next number, anti-reflux measures. Next number, avoid NSAIDs. Next number, patient is to follow up in year of 3 to 4 weeks.